The desire for fame is at the heart of the ancient heroic traditions, Babylonian, Greek, and Germanic. It is one of the nobler delusions, and it can produce great art, in addition, as we know, to great havoc. There is something very human and even endearing about all this posturing. Human nature hasn't changed much from Gilgamesh or Enkidu, with his "I am the mightiest," to Cassius Clay. But heroic? It's hard to take the boasts and the derring-do seriously in comparison with the actions of what we would all consider true heroes, those who risk harm or death for the sake of others. The anonymous, everyday heroism of firefighters and police officers makes the desire for a lasting name seem far less admirable to us than it has seemed to other cultures. In any event, the poet makes it clear from the outset that, however morally Gilgamesh thinks he is acting, he wants to kill Humbaba and drive out evil from the world, not for the sake of the people, or to alleviate suffering, or to help anyone but himself. As the story proceeds, we hear another possible motivation that Shamash, the sun god, god of justice, and Gilgamesh's special protector, has put this decision into his head. At least, that is the theory of Gilgamesh's mother, the goddess Ninsun. Neither Gilgamesh nor Shamash ever acknowledges it. According to her, the whole adventure is Shamash's idea, and Gilgamesh is only an instrument in his hand, a warrior in the battle of good against evil. "Lord of Heaven," Ninsun says in her prayer to the sun god, "you have granted my son beauty and strength and courage. Why have you burdened him with a restless heart? Now you have stirred him up to attack the monster Humbaba, to make a long journey from which he may not return. Since he has resolved to go, protect him until he arrives at the cedar forest, until he kills the monster Humbaba and drives from the world the evil that you hate." Here Ninsun, the wise, the all-knowing, is portrayed as a purely human figure, neither more nor less wise than any worried mother of flesh and blood. She knows her son well, and when she mentions his restless heart, she is pointing to what drives Gilgamesh throughout the epic, both before and after Enkidu's death. Whatever Shamash's part in the process may be, we can understand how Gilgamesh's restless heart has stirred him up, as powerfully as his desire for fame. Psychologically, this restlessness can't be inspired by the god of justice. It is the opposite of inspiration. It is ultimately desperation. One might even say that the attack on Humbaba stems from what Pascal called the cause of all human misery, the inability to sit contentedly alone in a room.